Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
War.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying. If you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it.
Well, I think Aunt Chloe should take a look. I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about anyone's age, including mine. I think that's totally legitimate.
I just want to make things very, very clear. The only worn-out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist.
Think the IRS should have guns while they take yours away? Vote for your rights.
You cannot control us.
Get out and vote November 8th.
Only 12 days left until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, here it is, 12 days to go, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We're in beautiful southern Florida. We're going to have a town hall tonight with Senator Marco Rubio, Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Rick Scott, and a great group of free Floridians that will join us as well. The weather, by the way, Linda, the weather here is phenomenal. I'm not sure why you decided not to come. You should have come on this trip. This is the trip you want to be on.
I tell you, it was a very hard decision because I do love Governor DeSantis and I do love Senator Rick Scott, and it sounds like an awesome show. I promise you, it's a very hard decision.
Well, we're doing as many town halls as we can get in, and we're only 12 days away. Listen, it's really this simple. And I know it's a little repetitive, but it still needs to be stated again and again. You know, I'm looking at all these polls. I'm really happy. We got a poll exclusively to this show, and we'll share it with you from Insider Advantage. That's Matt Towery. And it's Pennsylvania, and it has Dr. Oz up by 3 points now. We have a poll now showing it's dead even in Arizona with Blake Masters and Mark Kelly. You know, we have a poll, General Bolduc, who's going to join us. He's going up against Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. He's within 1 point in this race. All of these races are hard, but they're all winnable. And, you know, every other state that we're looking at, we're going to have Ted Budd on today. He's up by 4, according to the Real Clear Politics average. But it's still not a slam dunk. I'm not saying any of these races are a slam dunk. Everybody, you've got to have the urgency and just just pretend these polls are anecdotal. They're worth looking at. It's a snapshot, but it's not the poll that's going to matter. The poll that's going to matter is on Election Day, and that is who has the most votes and who will be elected. In this case, we're talking about the U.S. Senate. But we're also talking about 435 members of Congress, and it would be pretty good for the country if the Republicans took control of Congress, the House, and the Senate. And that would be a big first step to stopping this radical agenda of the left in this country. All of these candidates are so left-wing. Look, it's simple. Are you better off than you were under Donald Trump? Since Joe Biden has become president, are you and your family better off today? It's not a tough question to answer. It's not a complicated, you know, math problem that you got to solve here. Yes or no? Are you, is the economy better off? Absolutely not. It's a disaster. And by the way, I'm going to tell you how they're spinning today's GDP numbers. It is such BS. They're acting as though, see, I told you so. Zero inflation. No, it's transitory. No, the economy's strong as hell. No, none of those things are true, and everybody knows it. So what they're telling us is not true. But if you like the 41-year high of inflation, if you like double the price of a gallon of gasoline, and right after the election, when they stop tapping into and compromising national security by tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and gas prices go up dramatically, now that we know that OPEC Plus is not increasing production as Joey asked them to do, but they're decreasing production, and they announced it before the election, even though Joe was begging them to announce it after the election, I think you can make the argument he was colluding with foreign nations for the purpose of impacting election results. I know if Donald Trump were president, that's what every Democrat would be saying. That's what everybody in the media mob would be saying. They're so corrupt. But we've got to, if you want, your local congressperson, whoever's running, a man, woman, that's a Republican, we need control of the House. We haven't talked as much about that. I don't have the capacity to cover all 435 races that are going on around the country. So I've been a little more focused on the Senate, a little more focused on some of these gubernatorial races. I have some other good news to share with you. Carrie Lake now is up by 11 in Arizona, but don't take that race for granted just because she's up by double digits. I'm hoping now that Blake Masters can definitely win this race against Mark Kelly. It's a dead even race. We can win that seat. And I ask all of you in Arizona, ask yourself, what has Mark Kelly done other than be a rubber stamp for everything Schumer and Biden that has gotten us into this economic position, that is costing you at the pump, that is causing this record high inflation? Are you happy with, you know, we're coming up to what, 5 million illegal immigrants that we know of crossing the border because of wide open border policies and preferential treatment for illegal immigrants by Joe Biden and the Liberal Democratic Socialist Party? Are you happy with that? Are you happy with no bail laws? Are you happy with defund and dismantle the police? How's that working out in small towns and big cities? Are you happy with woke education? You know, I read story after story about, you know, drag queens now with young kids in school during story time. What is this obsession out of nowhere with drag queens? And how about we teach kids reading, writing, math, science, history, and computers? I keep saying the same thing, a classical education versus a woke education. You know, this is the biggest choice election. One side here is going to win. And whatever side wins, they're going to implement their agenda. Now, either you want energy independence. If you do, you're going to vote Republican. Or you don't. You're a climate alarmist cult member. You know, either you want law and order and safety and security, and you want to fund the police, refund the police, and you want bail laws to go back to common sense bail laws. You don't let bank robbers out. You don't let violent criminals out with no bail. That's insane. You know, you want a woke education or you want a classical education for your kids. These are the choices. You want wide open borders or you want to control the borders and follow the laws of our land, and people can enter this country legally once again, not illegally. This is what is at stake. Stakes couldn't be any higher. You know, a lot of states now have early voting going on as of today. I'd urge all of you, is it the system Sean Hannity would have picked? Hell no. Absolutely not. My system would be a national holiday, election day, and people that are infirmed can't leave their homes, the elderly, people that are going to be traveling, they can request an absentee ballot. But otherwise, same-day voting, paper ballots. At the end of the night, polls close, you count the ballots, partisan observers watch the count up close and personal, so there's no issues involving integrity, and we can have confidence in the results, and we get an answer at some point that night, depending on how many people you have counting, hopefully enough to do it fast. That's it. Not that complicated. And that's what that would bring back integrity into the system, including that, by the way, voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls on any absentee ballots, updated voter rolls, and yes, partisan observers observing the vote count. That's what we need. We have a lot of news as it relates to these races around the country. Now, I see that Biden and Harris, they're going into campaign for Fetterman. And then I see that Biden and Obama are going into campaign for Fetterman. You know what the most amazing thing about this whole Fetterman debacle that happened 2 days ago is that the Democrats are angry, but they're not angry at the fact that he did poorly. I mean, how can you fault somebody that is impaired because of a stroke that they had 5 months ago? They're not mad at that part. They're mad at the part that they actually put him in a position where the truth would come out that everybody was hiding his condition from the voters in Pennsylvania. If you're in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, let me tell you what every Democrat is angry about. They're angry that finally that Fetterman got out there, was not up to speed, was not as healthy as they were telling you, not prepared as they were telling you, and it became a train wreck for them. They're just angry that it got exposed. Why don't you just keep him in the basement for the rest of the campaign? That's their attitude. They didn't seem to care much about Fetterman as a person. They didn't seem to care much about what the truth is and the right of the people of Pennsylvania to know whether somebody's fit or not fit for the job. They just cared about the fact they're angry that the big, great lie about his health didn't continue because they made a decision to allow him to debate Dr. Oz. And he clearly was not up to the task. Well, if he's not up to the task of a 1 hour debate, how is he up to the task of being a full-time senator for a state as large as Pennsylvania? He's not. But they're angry that they even let him out there. They wanted to hide it. So Democrats are throwing money at it. They don't know what to do. They thought they had this in the bag. Well, there's a poll out today. Oz is now up by 3, and I would imagine that lead is going to increase over the days to come. We've only got 12 days till Election Day. All right, so you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and I guess at some point the anointed one, Barack Obama, will be in a few states as well. President Trump has announced 4 rallies to be held in the closing days of the campaign. Iowa on Thursday, Pennsylvania on Saturday, Florida on Sunday, and an Election Eve rally in Ohio for J.D. Vance on Monday. I mean, it is possible. I'm telling you right now that we can win. Rubio will win. DeSantis will win, hopefully, in Florida. I think they'll win by big margins. Herschel is up by 2.4 percentage points right now, and he has been smeared, slandered, besmirched. Yesterday, they had this big press conference with Gloria Allred. I've known Gloria for years. We've always gotten along, but she's a hardcore left-wing Democrat. And all they proved was maybe Herschel Walker dated some girl who they're not telling us what her name is. There was no evidence for what they were trying to accuse Herschel of. And all I can think of, you know, it was Robert Bork, Clarence Thomas, Justice Kavanaugh. I mean, this Herman Cain, the late, great Herman Cain. You know, remember, it was like a woman a day. And then he said, I can't afford to fight in court and protect and defend my family, my honor, and my name. So once he gets out of the race, no more women start coming out of the woodwork. Amazing process. No more allegations against Justice Kavanaugh as soon as he got on the bench. New poll shows undecided voters now moving towards the GOP in overwhelming numbers. USA Today, Democratic congressional candidates have held their support since the summer, ticking up 1 percentage point, but most of the 16% of voters who were undecided have now made up their minds and they have moved to the GOP. That is almost always the case. If somebody's undecided and you got 12 days to go, the odds are very high that they're going to break Republican. The Insider Advantage poll sponsored by Fox 10 in Phoenix shows 54% of likely voters are backing Carrie Lake. She's run a very strong campaign. She was very impressive when we met her on Monday. Former news anchor for the station, 45% supporting Katie Hobbs, who's a horrible candidate. I thought Blake Masters did a good job as well. If you're out in Arizona and you like Carrie Lake, vote for Blake Masters also. That's my advice. There's not a single Democrat that I see running that I would vote for. I'll make it really simple for you. After Fetterman's debate disaster, Biden calls him impressive and incredibly bright. I mean, they just start saying things that are just totally inaccurate and untrue. You know, I have cuts today. We'll play some of them in the course of the program. And, you know, you've got Kamala Harris. Diesel fuel school buses contribute to very serious conditions that impact our children's ability to learn. What is she talking about? What evidence? Where's the science behind that statement? You know, Karine Jean-Pierre telling Wolf Blitzer that Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia was not about oil? Yes, it was about oil. Says that Biden has no concerns about Fetterman. That's a lie. Every Democrat is scared to death about Fetterman. You got the chief of staff, Ron Klain, touting the economy. Inflation is easing. Gas prices are down. Republicans will make inflation worse. They're just lying to you. All this is one big, never-ending lie by, you know, the Democratic Party, one after another. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, as we roll along, we're in Florida for tonight's town hall with Marco Rubio and Governor Ron DeSantis, and Rick Scott will be there as well. So I just told you, insider advantage has Dr. Oz now leading Fetterman by 3. There was a Trafalgar poll yesterday that had Herschel up by 2.4. We have a new poll. It's out by our friends at Rasmussen. And it shows that Herschel Walker has now widened his lead to 5, 48-43 in Georgia. Now think about this for a second. Marco wins Florida. Herschel wins Georgia. Ted Budd, who will join us later, he's up by 4, real clear politics average. We know Tim Scott's going to win. We know John Kennedy's going to win. We know Charles Grassley's going to win. We know that I believe Ron Johnson's going to win. Mandela Barnes is another radical. Now we're within 1 point in New Hampshire. Republicans now need to devote more attention, finances, resources. I don't know why Mitch McConnell pulled out $6 million from General Bolduc, who's within 1 point of Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. We can win that race. Then you've got in Ohio, J.D. Vance is leading there. I'm assured by my buddy Billy Cunningham. Sean Hannity, I could tell you with a full report, J.D. Vance is going to win hands down in the great state of Ohio. All right, I'm trusting Bill Cunningham. He's never been wrong, and we've been friends for 25 years, probably longer. Then you've got Adam Laxalt in Nevada. I think he's going to win there. And Carrie Lake is now up by 11 in the latest poll, which means Blake Masters can win. If you're going to vote for Carrie Lake, vote for Blake Masters. I mean, this would be a tidal wave. This would be a tsunami election. And then we can start looking at Tiffany Smiley in the state of Washington against Patty Murray. And then we can look at this guy, Joe O'Day, in the state of Colorado. This could be a wipeout year. If you want to be celebrating, 2 weeks from now, then get out and vote.
continuing to build the foundation for conservative victory.
Victory.
Now, back to the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour in the great state, free state of Florida, for our town hall tonight with Senator Marco Rubio and Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and we should have a big crowd. Looking forward to it. We've gone out on the road. We want to leave everything on the field because everything is at stake here. Now, I'm analyzing these two new polls out. Well, three new polls out today. One has, which I think is unbelievable, Carrie Lake out in Arizona, now up by double digits, up by 11 points over Katie Hobbs. Hang on, I can't reach that far. Hand them over to me. Thank you, sir. You're a good man. No, all of them. Thank you. Then we have a poll out from Rasmussen Reports. Has Herschel Walker leading by 5? This is on top of the poll yesterday that had him up by 2.4%, the Trafalgar poll. Now this Rasmussen poll has come out. What's happening now with 12 days, the only thing I can conclude here, anecdotally, is that the late deciders are breaking hard GOP. And we do have some anecdotal evidence to point that out. Now, we have another poll, the Insider Advantage poll, that's Matt Towery, that has Oz up by 3. Now, I'm giving you these numbers, but they're not the numbers that are going to matter. The numbers that will matter will be the numbers on Election Day. The number that matters will be in 12 days. This is just polling people. But if you look at the intensity, if you look at voter turnout in early voting states, it's pretty impressive at this particular point in time. I almost had to laugh to myself after Fetterman's debate disaster and the Democrats angry that they were caught hiding it from the people of Pennsylvania. You know, Biden called Fetterman impressive and incredibly bright. Okay, coming from a guy that is weak and frail and a cognitive mess, maybe worse than Fetterman, Joe Biden. We're going to listen to him. So they're going to send in Joe Biden and the vice president, Kamala Harris. And then they're going to send in Biden and Obama. Now, when they send in Biden and Kamala Harris, that's great for Oz because he can just remind people, yeah, Fetterman's going to be a rubber stamp for that, for their entire failed agenda. And one question the mob and the media needs to ask when Obama gets to town is, do you still view the people in Pennsylvania as being bitter Americans clinging to their God, their guns, their Bibles, their religion? Somebody's got to ask that question. Nobody will, but they should. President Trump is going out on the campaign trail. I mentioned that a little earlier. But this other poll, USA Today, is pointing out that the late deciders or undecided voters are now moving dramatically in overwhelming numbers to the GOP. USA Today Suffolk University poll, if you look at the Democratic congressional candidates, held their support since the summer. But most of the 16% of voters who were undecided have now made up their minds and they are moving towards the GOP, which is that's a usual case scenario. But you have three massive polls out today. Carrie Lake up 11, Herschel up 5, Oz up 3. But now all winnable races, but I'll take it a step further. We'll have on Ted Budd later in the program, his Real Clear Politics average. You can't take North Carolina for granted. He's up by 4, but it's not enough. Oz up by 3. It's not enough. Bolduc is within 1 point. He's going to join us later in the program from the Live Free or Die state of New Hampshire. We'll see how he's doing. On another note, the GOP now, they've gotten smart after 2020, and they have taken certain issues to the courts, and they're winning in every case so far. They've notched election law wins in Arizona. And, for example, the court has ruled in favor of poll challenges in Michigan, the hand count in Nevada, absentee voting in New York, and Republicans have taken, rightly so, a lot of these issues to the courts. They've notched wins in a string of recent election law cases in Michigan, Nevada, New York, and await rulings on lawsuits that they put forth in Arizona's Maricopa County with the midterms only 12 days away. In Michigan, the RNC and Michigan GOP won a significant election integrity lawsuit. They filed it on September the 30th against the Democratic Secretary of State over new restrictions she imposed on poll challengers. The restrictions included a new credential form an artificial deadline for appointing them and limiting the poll workers with whom the challengers may communicate, according to the RNC. Anyway, the Michigan Court of Claims ruling in a massive victory for election integrity, the rule of law, and Michigan voters, Ronna McDaniel said in a press release, and that in this particular case, the Secretary of State, according to Ronna McDaniel, not only disregarded Michigan election law in issuing this guidance, but also violated the rights of political parties and poll challengers to fully ensure transparency and promote confidence that Michigan elections are run fairly and lawfully. Secretary of State's office, they plan to appeal. In Nevada on Friday, the state Supreme Court ruled that Nye County could hand count all of the paper ballots from the midterm elections, but that the ongoing tally must be kept secret until the final results are tabulated. The hand count of mail-in ballots will start on October the 26th and be in addition to the machine tally that takes place on Election Day. Now, that court partly ruled in favor of the ACLU, which sued, among other reasons, to block a live stream of the process. And lawyers representing Nye County said that the county fully intends to comply with the court's ruling. Then in New York Friday, Republican Saratoga County Supreme Court Justice Diane Freestone ruled that it is unconstitutional to allow voting by mail based on fears of COVID-19. And she said the Democratic-controlled New York State Legislature appears poised to continue the expanded absentee ballot provisions of the New York State election law in an Orwellian perpetual state of health emergency and cloaked in the veneer of voter enfranchisement. Anyway, ballots have already been mailed, aren't invalidated by the ruling, but local election boards must stop counting absentee ballots already received and preserve them until after Election Day. So it seems like going to the courts before the election is always more effective. So it's interesting. Then we have in Florida, a former candidate for Orange County Commissioner describes widespread voter trafficking operation in the Orlando area. And the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, has a new election crimes unit recommended state police open a full criminal investigation. So that's going on there. If you don't pay attention to election integrity, guess what? You won't have any integrity. It's just the way things are. Anyway, so there's real panic breaking out within the Democratic Party on all levels. You have four key states now dangerously tight. Look, if we could run the table here. Newt Gingrich has been saying that this is going to happen, that the late deciders are going to break, and they're going to break pretty hard towards the party out of power, especially in light of the economy, record inflation, record gas prices, open borders, a lack of law and order, no bail laws, woke education. It's all beginning to come together. But we're watching. Interestingly, when you look at the betting lines, they now have, let's see, they have Dr. Oz by a 68-38 margin. That's how convinced they are that Oz is going to win in Pennsylvania. Now with these new polls with Herschel in Georgia, it's two in a row, back-to-back, day by day. That's a big deal. It is now with these Democrats now showing up in these debates, they cannot defend their party. They cannot defend their radical positions. That's why they've not wanted to debate at all. We have Marco Rubio and Ron DeSantis now up by double digits in the latest poll down here in Florida. We have North Florida's Public Opinion Research Lab. Their results showing 54% of likely voters surveyed, they support Rubio. Only 43% support Demings. Same as with Ron DeSantis. He's up by double digits. Mandela Barnes, who is running in Wisconsin, said that people who support God, country, and guns are espousing the same dangerous rhetoric as members of the terrorist group ISIS. Okay, Mandela Barnes is not going to be a senator from Wisconsin. Not with saying stupid stuff like that. I see that Michael Bloomberg has pumped $10 million more into House campaign races out of concern of a red wave being very real. Herschel Walker denies assassinating JFK in the wake of the new abortion allegations. I mean, I listened to the press conference in all of its detail, and this press conference, you know, they didn't mention one thing except that Herschel might have had a girlfriend. That was the only thing that they mentioned. They didn't mention anything else there. Anyway, the Democrat for governor, we're now watching in Oregon. Oregon's Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Tina Kotek, appears to be responding to the building momentum of the candidate, Christine Drazin. Is it Drazin or Drazin? I'm not sure. Drazin. In the heated race they have, that is now within the margin of error. Who would have thought Oregon? Who would have thought Patty Murray is on the ropes with Tiffany Smiley? I mean, think about this. If Rubio wins, if John Kennedy wins, if Herschel Walker wins, if Ted Budd wins, if Tim Scott wins, if J.D. Vance wins, if General Bolduc in New Hampshire wins. I mean, right now, Sununu's up by 15 points. If you're voting for Sununu in New Hampshire, ask yourself what Maggie Hassan has done to make your life better, because she's been a rubber stamp for all things Joe Biden and the new Green Deal radical socialist. I don't see the people in New Hampshire as radical socialists. And you better understand something. This winter, you're going to be paying more to heat your homes than you've ever paid, you know, in decades and decades and decades, more than ever in history. And we may not even have a power grid for parts of New England throughout the winter. That's how scary that is. And if you're in the great state of Michigan, Tudor Dixon is at a dead heat with Gretchen Whitmer. You could say goodbye to shutdown Whitmer. How great would that be? Michigan's Whitmer now has directed $236 million to electric battery executives who already lost taxpayers millions of dollars. Why is she doing that? This election is about very simple but very profound and fundamental differences. Do you believe in socialism or capitalism? How's this new Green Deal thing working out for you? You know, do you believe in energy dependence on countries that hate us? Or do you believe in energy independence? Do you believe in border security and our laws and our sovereignty respected and our borders respected? Or do you like Joe's open borders policy? You know, do you believe that we should refund the police, bring back cash bail? Or do you like defund, dismantle, and no cash bail? You know, do you like the woke education your kids are getting? You know, is it okay to be teaching gender identity and CRT to kids in K through third grade and K through sixth grade and K through eighth grade? How about we let the parents handle that? And if parents are uncomfortable with some of these topics, how about they're offered a curriculum, keep the schools open an extra hour or two, 3 or 4 days a week. And if the parents choose to opt their kids into those classes, then they can opt them in. How about that as a compromise? Most parents will opt out. They won't be a part of it. And most parents would prefer that their kids learn to read, write, do math, science, history, and learn how to use a computer. I think it's pretty easy. This is how simple this election is. Ronna McDaniel says, Earth to Mark Kelly, Arizona rejects your radical record. I can't believe that people in Arizona really want somebody like Chuck Schumer as their senator. Arizona is not New York. Arizona is not California. Mark Kelly has been the rubber stamp of all rubber stamps. Whatever Schumer and whatever Biden tell him to do, he does. Unbelievable. Anyway, another poll. I forgot to tell you about this one. Blake Masters is now tied with Mark Kelly in the Senate race. It is a dead even race, 47-47. No wonder why Donald Trump is going out there. Also, this issue on abortion, that's backfired on Democrats this election cycle in a big way. Let's see, what else do I have here in my pile of stuff? By the way, a top Senate Democrat, Mark Warner, said, yeah, Trump was right about TikTok. There was a great piece by Selena Zito, the painful story how John Fetterman arrived at Tuesday night's humiliation. You know what the sad thing is? Every Democrat, everybody in the media, they all knew it and they all hit it and they all did it because they wanted Fetterman to win. And the only thing they're angry about, they don't care that Fetterman's not doing well. They only care that their little secret became public. Inflation, according to Fox Business, is driving, and the USA Today Suffolk poll shows that African Americans, Hispanic Americans, because of Biden inflation, it is driving larger and larger numbers to vote Republican. You have a Democratic whistleblower blowing the lid off the widespread Florida ballot harvesting scheme. We're going to follow that story and talk to Governor DeSantis about it tonight. Alaska GOP votes to censure Mitch McConnell for jumping in and funding Lisa Murkowski, which I can't believe why he sent that money. Why didn't he send it to Bolduc? Why didn't he send it to Blake Masters, people that really can win these races? Why is he getting involved in a Republican battle? Let the Republicans in Alaska make those decisions. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.